Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Monday, May 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's peace accord is being welcomed warmly. If it holds, it could end one of Africa's longest-running wars. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says they're hoping the persecution in southern Sudan will end too. With the conflict easing off, they're seeing how the church has grown during the troubling times. Their figures show Christianity has increased to almost 70% of southern Sudan. Pray for the future of the church there. And schools in India may open the door for outreach. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi says the low caste of Dalits is eager for education. With a new government in place, that's more likely a reality. With schools come churches, hospitals, and clean water wells. Bibles for the World is hoping to open 3,000 new schools throughout India that offer a quality Christian education. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.